Here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm speaking with Forrest Roberts. Forrest, it's been just about a year that you've been in position of leadership on the staff at NCBA. How has that year gone for you?
Well, Chuck, it's been a very exciting, very fast-paced, very intense year, but one that, as we look back and reflect on 2009, we feel good about some of the decisions that we have made as an organization. So if we look inside the organization, we started back in about the fourth month of the year, really focusing in on developing our strategic plan. And we felt that that was a cornerstone for us to be able to have a tool, or a roadmap, rather, to make good business decisions. And so we put that together with our volunteer leaders and our owner members, and then from there we started to implement that. We had some staff realignment that was all about trying to make sure we were setting the organization up for success. And we trimmed some cost. We streamlined some areas of the organization to really reflect what's really happening, not only in our industry, but in our economy. And so we're definitely not immune to that. But overall, I feel that we came out of 2009 really making the hard decisions that we needed to make in order to set us up to really be able to focus in on two or three key areas here as we head into 2010.
Well, I heard our outgoing president mention the fact that the industry needs to live in the same house. Is just really stood out as one of the comments I heard him make. And I know that we have had an ongoing task force to look at ways to or make suggestions and in terms of how the organization should maybe be structured or function. What are some of the things you can tell us about that at this point, and where are we at in that process?
Okay, great question. The strategic plan that I just referenced earlier, that one of the top three priorities within that strategic plan talks to the notion of increasing our organization's effectiveness. So basically what that means is how do we improve or enhance our decision-making process that we have today to be more effective, to be more efficient, and really as an organization to be more nimble. And the primary reason behind that is if you think about all of the complexities that are with the issues that we are facing as an industry, there are a lot of times where we need to be able to move faster and mobilize our organization to address them. When you think about the environmental issues, for example, or animal welfare issues. So the governance task force has been at work actually for about 18 months. And so what they brought forth is a set of recommendations for how we might look at a different governance structure, all focused on being a more effective and efficient and nimble organization. That governance structure, in terms of its concept, is what will be brought before the board of directors tomorrow. So there's been a tremendous opportunity here this week for folks to be able to be very engaged in the process, to be able to ask questions, to listen, learn, and get clarity around some of the questions that they might have had. I feel very good about the feedback that folks have given us this week. And again, this is a task force that is led by and driven by our producer-owner members. So Jan Lines from Kansas, John Queen from North Carolina have been co-chairs of this task force. So again, it is we're looking at the concept tomorrow. Then what would happen is if that concept is approved during our board of directors, there would be working groups put together to be able to map out all the changes with our bylaws, with looking at the investment schedule for whether you're a producer member or whether you're a state affiliate or a state beef council, and also the implementation plan. That would be worked on between February and June, and that would be brought back in July to the board of directors to vote and approve those real fine details. So we're at the concept stage at this point.
So making an assumption, well, I don't know if I should make an assumption that this will be fully approved, because it hasn't yet, but if approved, a year from now, NCBA would kind of look a little different then.
Absolutely, Chuck. You're spot on there. The organization, if this concept is approved and then further developed with the bylaws, a year from now what you would see is an organization that, again, is more nimble, but at the same time is one that is very inclusive. Why is that so important? We are an organization that is definitely driven by, and the foundation of this organization is built on its grassroots input. So we're trying to look at an organization that's more inclusive at the grassroots level. Now, when you look at how you make business decisions more effectively and more quickly, what is being recommended within this concept is that the current board of directors would really take the shape of a house of delegates. So we currently have 274 members on our board of directors. That would essentially start to look like a House of Delegates, and there would be 250 seats in the House of Delegates. But what it would then do is take what we have today with an executive committee that's almost 40 individuals, and that would essentially become what would be the board of directors. It would be 29-member board of directors with five officers. And so what that means is that you've got a big group of officers today, a very big executive committee would be pulled in to be a board of directors that would be more streamlined. And the big point of our board of directors is that that would be what a lot of people call a peer board. It would not be a board represented by purchased seats, but rather seats that would be filled by leaders in the industry that have gone through an election to be put in that position. So that's the nuts and bolts of what is being offered. But it does have an opportunity, starting with the committee level, to be more inclusive and then move through the process to end up with a more streamlined board of directors.
And if that is accomplished, how does that then have an impact, or does it, in terms of things like the relationship with the beef board and those types of agreements, or the Federation of State Beef Councils too, for example?
You bet. I think that's a great question, and I feel that it will enhance the opportunity for us to work closer together, and here's why. If you look at the complexity of these issues that we're facing today that I referenced earlier, take the areas of a challenge in the animal welfare arena, in the food safety or beef safety arena, as well as some of these environmental issues, we're doing a lot of we have a lot of strategies that do include checkoff area of work. We are absolutely a proud contractor to the National Beef Checkoff Program, which is administered by the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And so you might ask, okay, well, how would that work? Well, the House of Delegates would be able to look at all issues, and then if there's someone that is more from a checkoff position or someone that's more from an NCBA policy position, they would be able to abstain if they needed to. But the real way to look at this is think about what happens today already. Some of our most successful state affiliates are what we call two-hat states. A state like Kentucky, a state like Alabama is a great example. What they have is they do both areas of work, and they have a single board of directors. So essentially what we're trying to do is look to our state partners and say, what's working well? And so this is one of the pieces that we brought from those relationships, and basically it's being replicated at the national level. That's what this concept is about.
Well, I know that we still aren't quite there yet, but how do you feel in terms of the likelihood of this moving forward? And with the great attendance we've had here, probably has been a lot of extra input even, I would imagine.
Absolutely. San Antonio is always a great location for our annual convention. We have had almost record turnout here this week, and we still have more people coming in today just for the single one day on Friday. But I believe that during the course of this week, we've had a lot of different listening sessions, a lot of different forums, and it was an opportunity for people that might have had some inclination about what was being proposed, or maybe they even had some questions, or maybe even some perceptions, but they had an opportunity to engage in the process and have those questions addressed. And so if I think about what's happened this week and what I've hear and kind of feel from the crowd here, I feel like we're going to have a very pivotal meeting tomorrow with our board of directors. I think it is history in the making, and at the end of the day, what this will do is, if it's approved, it'll transform this organization to do better work and add more value to beef producers across this entire country.
Well, congratulations on completing a year, and certainly a challenging and interesting time, I would think, to have come into this organization in particular.
Absolutely, but I think that's the challenge of a lifetime, to be able to make a transition into an organization like this. And during these challenging times, I think it does bring out the best in folks. And I don't think I've ever fed off of a challenge like this in my life, but it's been one that I've thoroughly enjoyed, and I'm really looking forward to, as an organization, if I borrow a football analogy, put a lot of points on the board here in 2010.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Forrest Roberts, kind of bringing us up to date on his first year as in leadership with the NCBA. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.